Security another minute.
For your free quote, call 1-800-700-0511. That's 1-800-700-0511. 1-800-700-0511. Or go to selectquote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
All set. How was your visit with the dentist?
Grandpa.
Shall we book another appointment then?
No,
wonderful. I'll sign you up for our root canal rewards. 10th one's free.
10th one?
You're drooling on my papers.
That's lovely.
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Introducing Plenty. Earn points at lots of places, including AT&T, Exxon, Macy's, Mobil, Nationwide, and Rite Aid. There's plenty together. Learn more at plentywithani.com. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling. Before the thunderstorms start pounding us, that way next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Rip City's the place to take family or friends to watch a Cards game. Rip City has created a tradition unmatched by barbecued restaurants. Owner Greg Mathis and his daughter Jessie serve award-winning baby back ribs, St. Louis-style ribs, and sensational pulled pork. Rib City on Manchester, just east of 270 in the Colonnade Center. It's easy to find. Save room for that coconut cream pie. It's a delight. Hungry? Make it Rib City.
Pennzoil Synthetics takes synthetic motor oil performance to a whole new level. Make the switch to Pennzoil Pure Plus Synthetics today.
This week on Christian Questions, Jesus talked about hellfire. What did he mean? Was he referring to an eternity of flaming torture for sinners, or was he talking about something entirely different? Christian Questions, Sunday, 6 to 7 a.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
Climax control system for men.
I don't know who wants to control it. Yeah. Why would you control it?
Pinions Playhouse on
Unleash the Beast.
Set it loose. Rob, no. Well. You know why I'm thrown off?
You're okay. Nervous.
Well, no, I'm not nervous. I'm nervous for Josh. Josh is sitting across from me with Peon. Peon leaves tomorrow morning on vacation.
Oh,
and
boy.
For Friday through the next Friday, it's Josh Gilbert who has to run the control board. And I'm nervous for him because he knows one mistake, just one mistake, he's out of here.
Never live it down.
The show has never had a mistake, and we're not about to start now. So welcome to the July 16th edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home.
Hey!
All right, at the control board, it is Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are, of course, financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are getting ready to switch jobs, now would be a great time to call Mark and Jason for an absolutely free consultation. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Josh Gilbert's here. Let him just say hello. He will be sitting in for Peon. Starting tomorrow, he'll be with Paul Harvey, and then he'll be with you. What is it?
Nope. Paul Harris, but I think it's Bill Clevin. Bill Clevin tomorrow.
Oh, that's right.
Josh, say hi to everybody.
Hi, everybody.
And you'll know it when Josh gets really, really tickled, because he'll go, that's his hearty laugh. Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Dan had a big, big night last night. Dave Matthews Band.
Mingling with the stars.
After party, hanging out with the rock stars.
Yeah.
Big night. E.B. Jimenez was there because he was in, well, he was head of security for Dave Matthews.
Yes.
When he's in St. Louis. Dave says, "He be or I don't come to St. Louis." That's what he says.
That's what happened.
Bernice is in heaven.
Your horse is hind end.
And Rat Boy wanted to go because he heard, I guess Dan told him, that at the after party they had a, what kind of platter was it?
Cheese.
Cheese platter. Did they have that, Dan?
I bet it was gourmet,
yes,
too. What did you bring Rat Boy in?
Well, they ate it all. Everyone ate everything.
Yeah. Give it up for Bruce Limperist and the All-Boy Orchestra. Does Josh know how to turn Bruce's mic on, his microphone? Bruce's mic, does he know how to turn Bruce's microphone?
Yes, yes. Okay. Aware.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Brought to you by Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home. As I told you, we've been in the house we live in now for 29 years and, May, June, 3 months. 29 years and 3 months. And it's not exactly the same house we moved into. From the outside, it pretty much is. A little extension and addition. Inside, it's not the same. We, over 30 years, we changed some things. One of the things we changed was every bathroom in the house has been redone by Thompson Price. We did it over a period of years because to do it all at once would be a little pricey. Now, if you're thinking about remodeling your kitchen or bathroom, it's okay to talk to two or three different companies. In fact, you should, because what you're going to find is a big difference in what they come back to you with. They'll come to your home, and they'll measure, and then they'll come back to you with their bid, their estimate, what it would cost to redo it, and some ideas, theirs along with yours, as to what they do. The reason I hope you talk to a couple other companies, unless you just trust that what's going to happen is you're going to end up with Thompson Price anyway, so just go ahead and go with Thompson Price. But you'll see a difference in the process and how much time and effort is put into the planning, the thought process that goes into making that kitchen exactly what you want it to be. And I don't think anybody comes close to Thompson Price when it comes to that part of that actually, I think, is more important than the work itself. When they start putting in the sinks and the granite and that's the easy part. It's deciding on what that stuff's going to be and where it's going to go and what kind of knobs and handles, and that's the hard part. You're going to have ideas. They're going to have ideas. You put them together, and you end up with something pretty fantastic. You can't go and see an example of what your kitchen's going to look like. They don't have your kitchen in their showroom, but they do have some great ideas, and then you have ideas. You're going to be really, really happy with this. Make sure the name Price is in the company you go with. Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. Their showroom is in De Pere. It's about a half mile east of 270 on Manchester, right next to McAllister's Deli in the shopping center with TJ Maxx. And their website is thompsonprice.com. We do not have an outdoor segment. If we did, it would be brought to you by Pistols Plus in Osage Beach, Missouri. I will be in there this weekend. If you're there, maybe I'll run into you. Now, bow hunters, listen to me. They have far more bows than they meant to have. It's not a stunt. It's not an advertising. Oh, we're overstocked. One of our retailers misordered. There actually was a situation where there were double orders, triple even. So they have or had over 400 bows. To give you an idea how many bows that is, Bass Pro Shop in Springfield, Missouri, which is a huge place, stocks 100. Pistols Plus has 400. So bow hunters get to Osage Beach, across from, and of course gun people too, across from Staples. Peon leaves tomorrow.
Correct.
Tell them 2,600, is that the miles?
Total round trip, yes.
You've already actually mapped it out. And I've seen the line from here and then the end point when you come back, 2,600 miles over 8 days, I believe.
Two weekends. Right.
Just briefly, where are you going? I mean, the highlights. You leave from here and you're driving all the way to Colorado, right?
Yes. My sister's place in Colorado. We leave tomorrow. It's probably going to be about 14 hours. Stay there for 5 days. We'll leave from there. We'll go to Mount Rushmore area, see that.
That's one of those things.
Whoa.
I haven't been there.
I've never been either.
I think it's like the Grand Canyon. You go, and you get out of the car, and you look at it and go, whoa, and you're done.
Right.
But now
yes.
What?
I think they have a lighting ceremony every night, so maybe we'll see that. Just I guess they shoot the big lights on it, but
that'll last 10 seconds.
Yeah, so that'll be a day there. We'll drive through the Badlands, which are in South Dakota.
Are there good lands?
What does that mean, the Badlands?
I don't know. That's why they call them that. It's a bunch of. It looks like a bunch of mini Grand Canyons. It's if you look over the areas, I could bring up a picture.
But why
here
bad
for everybody on 11.2 to see?
Positive. That's not a very.
I don't know how they've got their name. Maybe it's a Native American, maybe, background.
That's saying they're bad. That Indians are bad.
See, there's the Badlands there.
Politically incorrect.
It is politically incorrect.
It just looks like a land that would not be very good to live in, so maybe that's why they were called
bad for living.
Yes.
Okay, then where do you go?
We're going to see Waldrug. I don't know if you've ever heard of Waldrug. It's one of the biggest drug stores in the country.
Never heard of it.
Yeah. Waldrug?
It's in Wall, South Dakota. So that's on the way. We'll have to spend a night in Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
What's the appeal of seeing the biggest drugstore?
I don't know.
Look
my
at
grandma,
all those aspirin.
My grandma has always told me about. She did a couple road trips through that area, and she was saying, Waldrug, you have to go see. It's one of those national stops that if you're in that area, you have to see that. So.
Maybe remember when Hy-Vee went in the at the lake.
Yes,
and everyone was, oh my god, you got to go to this supermarket in Hy-Vee. And when we were in Cancun last year,
oh my goodness,
that supermarket.
It was just a supermarket. It was two stories. I've never seen anything like it.
The walnut bowls around the Ozarks. What is that? But you almost have to stop there.
Well, if it's the world's biggest drugstore, it's not just going to be shelves of aspirin and stuff.
Yeah. No, it's like, it's,
you gotta get pictures.
I don't know if you've ever been to that Dick's 5 and 10 in Branson.
No.
That's a pretty neat, it's more of a general store, I would say, but that's I would imagine it's that on a bigger scale. So, yeah, that's it. And
you can
then
put stuff on the Facebook page while you're traveling,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, sure. I can do that. I can put a little travel
and after the big
drug
store, where do you go?
We're spending a night in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and then on to Bloomington, Mall of America. Mr. Yep. Bill Cleveland was just there on one of his travels.
You're like Bill Cleveland now,
yes,
all of a sudden.
And the whole time you're lugging around little Archie guys.
Yes.
You're going to be worn out. Well, no, wait, your wife can do that. That's what she's doing. You're driving.
Absolutely, yeah.
Archie's already.
I'm not carrying him. I drove all day.
Archie's already like a traveler. I mean,
he
travels everywhere.
And it's really neat. You know, my mom, for my birthday, bought me like a hiking backpack for him to sit in, because we plan on doing some, I know that's one of your favorite pastimes.
Hiking, yes.
Hiking.
You're going to be good shape like me.
In Colorado, we're going to do some hiking and maybe see some. Because I've never seen the mountains up close.
Here's what I think. I think you get to Colorado and you're going to go, we're not leaving.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not kidding. If you've never, Josh, have you been to Colorado, right?
Yes, Frank.
It takes your breath. You will, when you see what the mountains of Colorado look like, and you go, well, we were supposed to leave tomorrow.
I know. It's
but I don't think we will.
That truly is. You can use the word amazing when you see the mountains. Because
I can't
it's
wait.
It's incredible.
You can't describe it to people.
No.
You cannot show them a picture. There's nothing.
I've heard that's one of the great things of reaching the Kansas-Colorado border is finally being
getting out of Kansas.
Well, that and seeing seeing the mountains up ahead. So.
No, that's not the greatest. The greatest is when you start driving up the mountains and you get out of your car and you look down and you go, I cannot believe how beautiful this is.
Yeah, her house is near the Vail Beaver Creek area, so I don't know. We'll see. I've seen pictures already. My parents have been there before, and so I can't wait to see it in person.
It's spectacular.
Why is it that every time somebody says, like, Beaver Creek or Beaver anything, we think of something?
Beavis and Butthead, probably.
I think of an animal with big front teeth, and they chew wood. What do you think?
Well, I don't know. Because in Detroit, they have a beaver exit, and then it's exit 69, which is
beaver. So have a look at this little beaver.
So what's your point?
I don't know. Just throwing that out there.
Well, that was ridiculous.
No
because
point.
I don't get it. 69.
Hi, Mom. Where's Dad? He should have been home by now.
Well, Wally, I know your father is out chasing beaver.
Yeah, that one.
Everybody's
that
out.
That Ward Cleaver.
Yeah.
Well, he was a tail hound.
He was the Don Draper of his day on TV, out chasing beaver. What do we got here?
Thank you. What do we do? Did we do something? Did I say something wrong? I probably said something wrong.
Somebody may be talking about what the Badlands or whatever.
Oh, okay.
They should know we don't take calls during the playhouse. What's the matter with them?
Yeah.
I'm so good. Thanks. And Angela, thank you. Peon's wife. She found this article. We've seen this before.
It's for sale, too. That's what she found. That's what's most amazing.
It's $5. It's the article from the St. Louis Journalism Review from June 1st of 1997, the month before, 6 weeks before we came here. No, I'm sorry, 5 weeks. 5 weeks before we started here, Larry Hoffman wrote an article for the St. Louis Journalism Review.
He's the one selling it, by the way.
He's selling it?
On Amazon, he's selling it
for
a digital copy of it for $5.95. I think shipping is free.
If I were Larry Hoffman, I wouldn't even want people to know I wrote it. This is an actual article and something nobody reads. St. Louis Journalism Review, nobody reads that. But here's the headline. Again, this is 5 weeks before I started here, 18 years ago. Here's the headline. Franco Pinion seems poor match for KTRS. That's it. And then it goes from there to talk about what a horrible decision it was.
Not a good match.
I'll read you part of it. It says the local industry radio chatter says that KTRS 550 AM is being managed by committee, referring to the multiplicity of investors that replaced Charter Communications as the lifeline to the acquisition of KSDAM. And then he goes on to say, Franco Pinion's new afternoon show will run from 3 to 6:30, which it did in the beginning. Frank has convinced station management that his turnkey approach to broadcasting will be a win-win situation for both sides. Let me stop there, Larry. Why would you even want anybody to know you wrote this? I didn't convince anybody of anything. They came to me. I'd never met Tim Dorsey in my life. He came to me and asked for me. It gets better. He says, local industry observers took a jaundiced view of this move. and then they say, is it okay to surround a serious, more news and issue-oriented show like Kevin Horrigan's with two comedians talking about me and John Carney? First of all, here's where that's so off base. He's calling John Carney a comedian, which would mean he'd be funny.
Right.
He's not funny. Yeah.
Josh works with John Carney.
He knows he's funny.
He's serious and hard-hitting.
They were even wrong on that. And will Frank tend to overshadow John Carney's attempt to develop his act in middays? Well, I think we all know I overshadowed him. That happened. That did happen. And will he be welcome? This is the best. Will Franco Pinion be welcomed, even though he'll be making more money than Bill and Wendy did?
What?
And finally,
well, you were not welcomed.
No, we weren't welcome.
Nope.
And then it says, and finally, what about his having displaced budding radio talent and top local TV reporter Paul Shankman?
Wow.
And his afternoon team. Who was Shankman's afternoon team? I don't know.
It was just him, I think, wasn't it?
Shankman's show was generally quite good. So Larry loved the Paul Shankman show.
You pushed Paul right out.
We just pushed him right out here. This is actually so hilarious to read.
You know what? Maybe Larry was going to have a segment on Paul's show.
Oh, you know what? That's a great point.
And when you came in and pushed him out, like he said.
It says, listeners who also think Frank coming on board a news talk station is like a fish out of water will remember this isn't the first time. Yeah. He inherited a morning show on the KSDFM, admittedly knowing little or nothing about the music on that station.
Wow.
Ooh, that's stinging. Well, he was right on target with everything. No, wait a minute. He was not on target with anything. Why would he be selling this article, basically saying, hey, look what stupid crap I wrote 18 years ago. Look how far off base
I'm
I
sure
was.
I'm sure he just put everything he ever wrote for sale up there. I can't imagine.
Larry, thank you. Thank you for selling this article and putting it out there for $5. It was so great to read again. There's a church in Florida that sent a delinquency notice to a member, Candace Peterson, or Pedersen. She was attending the Great Mount Moriah Primitive Baptist Church down in Florida about 6 months ago, and then she doesn't go to church for whatever reason, stops, and she gets a delinquency notice. In other words, we haven't got any money in the plate when it was passed from you, so you owe us $1,000.
Oh, my goodness.
Because she had been contributing about $50 a month, and she gets a delinquency notice. What kind of church sends you a bill for your offering plate?
Wow.
I don't think I'd be too concerned about that. And I don't think they can come after you, or the collection agencies can come after you for that.
Yeah.
The only reason I'm reading this is, what are those shows on, and I don't know the channel on TV, where they show these rural families and they do a lot of, put their vehicles in the mud, and they're just real.
Oh, either National Geographic Channel or.
Yeah. This is something I'd never heard of, but it's killed killed a man and injured two women in Choconut Township, Pennsylvania. The guy died after he was hit by a car, but wait till you hear how he was 21. First of all, it's 1 o'clock in the morning. Now, you're rural, out in the country. It's 1 in the morning on a Sunday morning. This guy and two other people were being pulled on a mattress towed behind a truck in a field. So you're being pulled across the field, and you're on a mattress. And a truck decides across the field, hits the mattress, kills the guy. Three people on the mattress. What is that called, I wonder? Surfing or what?
Yeah.
Man, look.
Surda surfing.
You really are down. Surda surfing. In fact, you're really down to little or nothing to do when you go, well, let's hook the mattress onto the
right. There must not be much to do in that town.
You know, when my wife and I lived in a trailer court, this is true. First of all, I loved it. I loved being poor. I didn't want to be poor forever, but for a while it was fun. We didn't have any like lawn furniture, and one day we wanted to sunbathe. We took our mattress outside and put it out on the dirt behind the trailer. I would love to have video of us doing that. And we were lying on a mattress in the dirt, and that was our, I don't know, deck that we didn't have or poolside that we didn't have. I think about it now, and I think how ridiculous that had to look.
Yeah, why not just lay a towel down it? Why did it have to be a mattress?
I don't know why we did that.
And then you got dirt all over the mattress.
Yeah.
We were young.
You guys do it while you were out there, too?
I don't think we did. I don't think we did.
That would have been cool.
Now, that would have been.
Now you got
some. That would have made sense.
Yeah.
Now, ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
All right, so speaking of being newlyweds, I somewhere a couple of days ago, we were with somebody and they were talking about, oh yeah, their daughter was out on on her honeymoon or something. So it reminded me of this joke, and I think it's been long enough since we told it. It's two women who work together. One is in her late 40s and the other is in her mid 20s. And the girl in her mid 20s has just come back from her honeymoon. So she gets back to work, and you know how women are. Oh, man, they get in that kitchen, that luncheon, and talking. And the woman in her 40s, she says, oh, give me all the juicy details. How was it? How was the honeymoon? And the young girl says, oh, it was unbelievable. She says, it was so fantastic. And she says, I can't even begin to tell you how many times we must have done it. And the older woman, man, she's all ears. She wants to hear more. And the young girl says, you know that we made notes of sexual positions, and we honestly believe we have found every sexual position there is, and we've come to the conclusion there are 58 sexual positions, and we tried them all. And the woman in her late 40s says, oh, I am so jealous. My husband and I, boring. All we do, it's the same. Every time when we do it, it's him on top of me. And the young girl went, ooh, 59.
Meet me.
All right, let's see how traffic's moving. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, you are still jamming up on eastbound 270 from just
right around 370 to, let's see here, till New Florissant. And we also have southbound 270 that is running slow from Page all the way down through Doherty Ferry. Looking at the map on eastbound 40 downtown, things are jamming up from Compton to the Poplar Street Bridge. Still have that southbound 170 slowdown from Olive down through Highway 40. It looks like they've cleared a couple of those accidents we talked about earlier, but we do have a crash on the right shoulder on northbound 170, just a little bit north of Highway 70 now, and that's causing a little bit of a slowdown until you get past that. Now on westbound 40 from Kings Highway through McCausland, we're heavy from McKnight out to Lindbergh. Eastbound 40 is also slowing from Timberlake Manor through Mason. And this report is brought to you by KFC, Kentucky Fried Chicken's $5 fill-up. Have a chicken dinner for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, and fill up. KFC, it's still finger-looking good. Offer includes three tenders, side, biscuit, cookie, and medium drink. Pricing and participation may vary. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
This is Talk Radio San
Luis. You know what I hear is nice.
The Big 550 KTRS, where St. Louis comes to talk.
Legendary broadcaster Mike Shannon and Eddie Scholler, owner of the world-famous Fast Eddie's Bon Air.
Hey, Mr. Shannon, I just want to say thanks for all you do.
Thank me for what, Eddie?
Well, you've just done so much, Mr. Shannon. You've brought joy to so many people as a ball player. You've been the great voice of the ball club for decades. You really represent our town well. And not to mention what you've done for Fast Eddie.
Well, I've been lucky enough to be part of this town for a long time. And while we're at it, thanks to Fast Eddie's for being a part of it also.
Thanks to Fast Eddie?
That's right, Eddie. Think of all the good times you provided for folks. Fast Eddie's had become a legendary destination. You've been pouring the coldest beer in town, feeding the good people with the tastiest and the cheapest eats. You've kept folks entertained with live music, and you've only gotten better with that huge patio. This town simply wouldn't be the same without Fast Eddie's Bon Air.
Wow. Well, thanks, Mr. Shannon. We are sure lucky to be part of one hell of a town. I mean it. I love this town.
Amen, Eddie. If you're 21 and in the mood, get on over to Fast Eddie's Bon Air.
Hey, it's your old friend Steve Cochran with my old friend on the phone. There's a lot of people who listen who think I can handle this on my own, and they start to maneuver their way through the paperwork, and then they end up getting denied. Do you see folks like that come in and see you at the St. Louis Home Retention Group?
You know what? Honestly, Steve, I would say that at least half of our clients, half of our successful modifications are people who've either gone to a different organization to try to help them with modifications, or they've tried to do it themselves and have been denied. They're moving towards foreclosure. They've given up, and then they come in our office, and guess what happens? As we follow through, we're able to accomplish things that they have not been able to accomplish on their own, nor has their bank been able to help them with. And the reason why, Steve, is because we are the best at what we do, bar none.
Yeah, so look, there's no reason not to make the call, but even if you didn't make the call the first time, make the call now and get it fixed. The St. Louis Home Retention Group, 636-527-5121, stlouishomeretentiongroup.com.
Are you working so hard to make a living you can't take time to make any real money? Is every day the same boring routine going nowhere and money runs out before the month? Well, my name is Ron LeGrand, and for over 30 years now, I've been helping clients take their life back by buying and selling houses with no money, credit, experience, or licenses. If you'll call 800-350-0255, 24 hours, and leave a message, I'll send you my new book and CD absolutely free so you can see how. I've bought hundreds of houses and trained thousands to do the same. Call 800-350-0255 to get your free starter kit until 500 are given away. You'll learn how to make a full-time income on a part-time basis without risk, largely tax-free, and get 90% of the work done for you for pennies. That's 800-350-0255. Again, 800-350-0255. Call now and take your life back.
Take a look around your house. Is it time to redo your kitchen or bath? Then you need Callier & Thompson Kitchens, Bath, and Appliances. One of the safest and secure investments you can make is remodeling your kitchen or bathroom, increasing the value of your home and your lifestyle. At Callier & Thompson, their trained designers will sit down with you and provide a no-cost design and estimate while working with you to stay within your budget. With over 60 years in business, Callier & Thompson has the track record and experience you can count on. Visit them today on Manchester Road, just east of 141, or go to callierandthompson.com. Take a look at some of the exceptional work they can do. Callier & Thompson Kitchen, Bath, and Appliance, 636-391-9099. Again, 636-391-9099. Let their professional designers, skilled craftsmen, and 60-year history turn your dreams into reality.
Musicians, it's Guitar Center's July clearance. Save huge on over 20 million in clearance inventory. Leftover special buys, demos, open box, warehouse finds, and more. Incredible price drops store-wide. 8 million in markdowns on guitars, amps, drums, keyboards, and tech. Over 300,000 items marked down. Massive savings on brands like Fender, Gibson, Yamaha, DW, Korg, Shure, and more. But remember, each location and GuitarCenter.com has its own selection, and it's first come, first served. Guitar Center's July clearance kicks off now.
Looking to do some home improvement? Well, Jamie Roberts of Siding Express, a James Hardy preferred remodeler, said their low-price fixed bid guarantee on James Hardy siding, it should get your attention. Jamie is so confident he'll provide the lowest price without surprise charges, he'll give you a $100 gift card if he can't beat a James Hardy preferred remodeler bid. So before you hire a contractor, get three bids and make Siding Express one of them. Call 636-578-0033 or visit SidingExpress.com.
The Muni in Forest Park.
The Broadway hit Buddy, the Buddy Holly story, rocks the Muni stage July 13th through the 19th. Sponsored by Missouri Lottery. This great American musical includes rock and roll classics, That'll Be the Day, Peggy Sue, Shout, and La Bamba. Tickets available now at muni.org, 314-534-1111, or at the Muni box office.
The Muni in Forest Park.
ABC Radio presents Made in America with David Muir, brought to you by Advance Auto Parts.
Everyday Americans heading into space, but how? In the Mojave Desert, X-Corps is developing the Lynx, a ship that they say will take passengers on suborbital flights. Former NASA astronaut Rick Searfoss is the chief test pilot.
Save the pennies and you get the opportunity to go.
$100,000 a trip, a cost they say will come down eventually.
How much of this is made in America?
Virtually all of it.
American ingenuity, too, driving us to the next frontier. This is World News Tonight's David Muir, and that's Made in America.
And every weekday morning at 6:50, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus gives us insights into the financial markets and investing. To get your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and tune in weekday mornings at 6:50 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Where's Scott Sherman been lately?
What?
Scott Sherman. Where's he been lately?
No, we're on the...
What?
Sorry, shoot.
I think he's on vacation.
All right. And by the way, you're right about the headphone jack. Completely different here, so show him where the button is. Sorry, folks. That's behind-the-scenes chit-chat. Time to go to Southern California and check in with Mike Evans. As you know, he's the guy that has all the Hollywood scoopage. And he is brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant. Take it from Peon when he says, try the French dip.
French dip.
That's Peon's.
With the Havarti cheese on it.
That's Peon's favorite
cheese.
Thing. That's right, Rat Boy. I don't have a favorite thing. There's some. Oh, I tell you what.
Like the shrimp potato, from the smokehouse.
The smoked shrimp and the potato pancakes. Good potato pancakes with applewood bacon. Okay? Maybe you're hungry? You need a reservation for dinner. I'll tell you that right now. Lunches are great there also. And next door is the Smokehouse Market. They're both on the east end of everything in Chesterfield Valley. Now from Southern California, here is Mike Evans.
Who did?
That'd be rad. That'd be rad.
Well, how are you?
I still got this laryngitis thing, man.
Yeah, but it makes your voice real deep. Now's the time you make all the phone calls to the girls that ditched you years ago. And you'd kind of give them that husky.
Yeah, baby.
Hey, if they weren't impressed with the 12-incher, they ain't going to be impressed by my voice.
What?
Nothing. Oh, nothing.
Huh?
Nothing.
What?
Hello?
Can you make it through the segment?
Hello.
Yeah, I can make it through the segment.
All right.
Don't worry about me, baby.
All right, Barry White, go ahead.
Paco's question, with all the All-Star break here, there's a female celebrity that loves the Boston Red Sox, goes to most of the games when she's in Boston, goes to a lot of the games when she's on when they're on the road.
Caitlyn Jenner.
What?
Caitlyn Jenner? You said she...
Amy Poehler.
Yeah, she's cute.
Lady Gaga.
She's hot.
Glenn Close.
Mm.
Uma Thurman.
Mm.
Odds and ends, Ringo Starr says he wouldn't write a tell-all book about his bandmates, not even for $1 million. Then a publisher came and said, what about $5 million?
Mm.
Ringo said, no, he still wouldn't do it. However.
And there's always a however in life.
Keith Richards has agreed to write another tell-all book about the Rolling Stones. My comment, with as much drugs and booze that he's done in the last 60 years, how does he remember anything?
I know.
Isn't he the one that revealed that Jagger was bisexual or something? And who was he supposed to be in bed with? David Bowie?
David Bowie.
Wow. David Bowie. Can you imagine that sight? David Bowie and Mick Jagger
not.
In bed together.
I'd rather not. Whew. Odds and ends, off the record, sort of just real quietly to some of the regular press that cover the Kardashians. Story is that the Kardashians' PR people says, if you must make rude comments about Kim's breasts now that she's pregnant, whatever, but please refrain from making any rude comments about Kim's stepfather's breasts.
Caitlin. Yeah.
Odd. I mean, you can't even make that stuff up.
No.
Hey, say what you will, though, but I saw recent pictures today of Kendall Jenner. She's the most attractive out of the bunch.
Kendall.
I think she's 19. She does some modeling now, but
yeah.
She in a nice open kinda blouse.
Cute too, though.
Hey, yeah. We got to share this with Mike because he can use it on other stations. Maybe I did. The number of views, because they track them.
93 million.
Yes, of Kim Kardashian's slut porn movie. 93 million.
It's amazing, isn't it?
It really is.
There's a new California law, the Casey Kasem law. Children barred from seeing their dying parent by the spouse will not have legal recourse. It's a great law. Too bad it came too late for Casey Kasem's children, though.
Is he still moving around his body, or is it
no, he's buried in Norway.
Finally, yeah. Okay.
Why Norway?
I have no idea. Disney is building the biggest park, amusement park, resort, and hotel in Shanghai, China. Costs about $6 billion. I wonder how much they'll charge to get into that park. Huh. Dumbest criminal of the week. I love this. Guy walks into a New York City bank smoking a cigarette, robs the place, throws a cigarette butt on the ground. Police arrive, pick it up. They run it through Avis, comes back with DNA. The next day they go to the address, they break the guy's door down, and he's sitting on the bed with bank bags counting the money. It's like, hey, hello. Either stop smoking or watch the
I would bet $1,000 when they get into the court process, his attorney will have him plead not guilty. They hardly ever plead guilty. It'll be not guilty by reason of something, even though he's sitting there on the bed with the money.
I know. Did what's his name get sentenced?
I saw he was found guilty, but I didn't see a sentence yet.
But found guilty.
What is it they were waiting to do, decide if he was insane or not? You go in a theater and you kill that many people, of course you're insane. So what? Get rid of him.
I've always thought that. It's like, I kill these people and I'm guilty, but not guilty because of insanity. Well, no, if you're so insane that you kill people, right. we have to put you down.
Right.
Just like a mad dog.
Right. Here, I just saw
the dog
that
didn't mean to bite anybody, but he has rabies and he bites people. Well,
right.
Sorry, we got to put the dog down.
Hang on, we have an update from Peon.
They said he was mentally ill but legally sane, so.
Bingo.
Guilty.
Good.
Death.
Yeah, quickly.
Death do us part.
And you know when that's going to happen? 15 years from now.
Probably. Date in history, July 16th, 1969, the Apollo 11 is launched from Cape Canaveral. 4 days later, first 2 men to ever walk on the moon.
No, that was fake.
Don't you read the
internet?
No, that's right.
Don't you go online?
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Anyway.
No.
Oh. Anyway.
No.
Anyway.
No.
And finally.
No.
I didn't mean to say anyway.
I was disappointed when I read that Neil Armstrong himself said that one small step, that was all scripted.
Right.
He had prepared that ahead of time. I wanted that to be spontaneous.
No.
Whatever.
Anyway.
No.
No.
Who's a big Red Sox fan, goes to games in Boston, and even travels with them, goes on the road? Amy Poehler, Lady Gaga, Glenn Close, Uma Thurman.
Man, I'm going to toss up between Glenn Close and Amy Poehler, and I'm going to say Amy Poehler.
Amy Poehler.
The one I know the least about, Uma Thurman.
She's a Southie from South Boston, Amy Poehler. Mike Evans, say it.
Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market, next door to each other, Chesterfield Valley on the east end of everything. Gift cards, always a great idea. I think Amy Poehler is one of the most pleasant-looking people. Do you know what I mean by that? She always looks pleasant.
Yeah.
She's
yeah.
got a nice, pleasant
Never
look.
Would be described as hot or like, sort of yeah. bubbly no. and cute.
No.
And,
yeah. She's not hot. She's not necessarily cute. She's not ugly. She's kind of pretty, but she's very pleasant, if yeah. that makes sense. Amy Poehler. Well, as we get ready to say goodbye to Peon for 10 days, we, I know, it's sad. I'll get through this. We remind you that the largest selling replacement window in the United States is Window World, and that is a fact. And in St. Louis, the St. Louis area, there are over 40,000 homes, and it's climbing. It's going to hit 50,000, I think, before you know it, because they are on a hot streak, and it's not going to cool off because people are always going to need windows. Few homes are built with windows that are going to last 50, 60 years. Most homes are built with builder-grade windows, and they're not going to last. Eventually, it's like heating and cooling systems. They're going to have to be replaced. So when the time comes, you can spend a lot of unnecessary money for fancy framework and all that, or you can get a good, dependable window from Window World for $189. You can get windows from other companies for $189. Don't buy them, because they're not the same window. They do not have lifetime warranties. They don't have the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval. And not only that, if nothing else, this is a locally owned company. Yes, it's franchised, but Window World here is owned by a couple of good guys named John and Jim, and they do a lot for St. Jude Children's Hospital, among other things. Window World. If you want to know more, go to windowworldstlouis.com.
Meet me.
Time for our final check on traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, eastbound 270 still stacking up from 370 around the bend through New Florissant. We have southbound 170 from Old Bonham down through Highway 40, stop and go. Eastbound 40 jams up pretty well now from 141 up to 270, and then from Clayton Warson in through Big Bend. You still have that jam up on eastbound 70 / westbound 44 from about Salisbury to the depressed section before things finally open up. Downtown, eastbound 40, things have really thinned out there, and eastbound 44, you're still stacked up from 141 up to Mason, and it also looks like we have an accident blocking the right lane on eastbound 40 just west of Highway 270 that's causing that problem. This traffic report brought to you by Penn Station East Coast Subs. One little piggy went to Penn Station to be the best part of your BLT. This month's special, a plentiful portion of iceberg lettuce and tomatoes for a sub you'll howl over. So head on in for one today, only at Penn Station. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hello? Hello?
You listen to us, we listen to you.
I listen to your show a lot. First time I've called.
What do you think about us?
Just discovered your show, and you're the best thing that's hit talk radio, and I can't remember when.
Let us know on the Big 550 KTRS comment line at 314-453-5555.
Just pick up your telephone and dial.
Call us at 314-453-5555 and tell us honestly how we're doing, good or bad.
I'm just really frustrated and angry.
314-453-5555. Some comments might be used on the air. You listen to us, we listen to you. The Big 550 KTRS.
This Thursday, Friday, and Saturday only, save up to 80% at the Tent and Sidewalk Sale at Metro Lighting Brentwood Promenade. Tent sale at the Brentwood location only. See store for details and restrictions.
Play hard, win hard during the Toys of Summer giveaway. Win free slot play, a new Jeep or cash. Fridays in June and July at Hollywood Casino St. Louis.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN. To see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and NMLS number 3030.
Bon voyage to Peon and Archie Geis and Angela. I'm sure we'll get some reports from the road. Have a great Thursday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling. All right, dear.
All right, dear.
All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
The Big 550.
KTRS, St. Louis. In your car, on your way home. Need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550, KTRS, St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
This young man was very dangerous.
The suspected gunman in the shooting of a St. Louis police officer is locked up tonight. What police say he did during the arrest that shows how dangerous he is.
Heroin overdoses are growing in the Metro East. Why one county coroner is calling it an epidemic.
Safer cycling in St. Louis. The new lanes that make it safer for drivers and cyclists alike.
More than 400 college and high school students from around the country come to St. Louis to do home repairs. We'll tell you who received the services and why they did it free of charge.
But first at 6, the key suspect in this week's ambush of a St. Louis police officer is now locked up after he resisted arrest this morning.
Fox News' Betsy Bruce reports all four men wanted for the attack are now...